Okay, if the footy is a marriage, we're going to learn about marriage today. In the Geder of Tegla Tzadik, Tegla Shcheinoi, since Simon Samach came out on the photostats on the same page as Samach Aleph, I think we might as well learn Simon Samach in heaven. If they have that scorecard of which someone we learned, they'll check off one more. Simon Samach is a sif that tells us the halacha, and it tells us it's not like negea la halacha. Interesting sif. It says the following: Dine Ashushvinus. Shushvinus in this context refers to gifts that are given at a wedding. The rules of gifts. Kishanayse Adam Isha, when a man gets married, Derech Sharei Avum Yudav Shaychin Lai Mois. It's the derech of the friends and those who know him. Seems even if they're not his friends. Rei Avum Yudav Shaychin Lai Mois Kadesh Yischazek Alahayt Sa Shavaitzi B'mishta. Weddings are expensive, so people give money to help him with his expenses. That's what it says. Ve'ilu Amois Dikru Shushvinus. And the chasna money that you give for a gift is called shushvinus. Shushvinus zu einoi matarna gemura. This, when you give a wedding gift, that's not an out and out gift. Shalai shalach laizeh, because the only reason you're sending him money, ella shem yisahu yisha yazim yishlach lai kamisha shalach lai. You're sending someone money for a wedding so that when you make a wedding, he'll send you money back. If you sent him a gift and then he didn't send you a gift for your wedding, you can take him to Beis Din. You might see me, man. We talk about keeping a list of gifts. Now it says yesh b'zeh kama chilukim l'fisha b'zman hazeh l'inago l'tfaya tfiyazu re'isi shalai laharech b'zeh. It's already 500 years ago. The issue of
higher position. So if you start to go back and start being strict of this,
now two points. First of all, it was the derech in the time of the Gemara and in the time of Shulchan Aruch for the boy's side to pay for the wedding. I mean, it's clear it's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch here, and it, the Gemara says, "Meis aviv shalchasin v'ima shalkala," that the crucial one are the aviv shalchasin who prepares the meal, and ima shalkala who prepares the kala for her wedding. So the Gemara talks about if the person, if the chasin loses loyalain to his father and loses his mother, but the Gemara's lashon is that the wedding is paid for by the boy's side. Today, for reasons that are not so clear, it became the custom that it's paid for by the girl's side. Having seven boys, I don't mind so much this change in arrangements. But the question is where exactly it came from. So that they say, it sounds more like a joke, but they say, I saw printed Svasemis' grandson in Lukutei Yude, he quotes in Svasemis, he says the following. The Gemara says, Kol Enehenu Mesudas Chasin Veinu Mesamchai Oyve B'Shiva Kailas. Somebody who's Nehenu from Mesudas Chasin, not Mesameyachim, is Oyve. So Svasemis said, so nowadays we're, we don't want to be Nehenu Mesudas Chasin, so we make it the Kala's Suda, not the Chasin Suda. So I'm sure it's not as a joke. The point is not Sudas Chasana, Sudas Kala, Sudas Chasana. So it's a little strange that it changed. There are those who suggest it changed because the minig of a nadin that used to be given by the Kala side, the minig to give a nadin of certain significance fell away. So instead, the Kala side takes over the responsibility for the wedding. But I don't know I don't know why it changed.
Rabbi Shushin, doesn't it also mean best man, or the person that's going to accompany the chassam?
Shushin means that the accompany. It's also the I don't mean best man, but the ones who walk.
Right.
It says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, now says Shushin to Adam Lechava. But here it refers to the gift.
When do you give the money?
The Shushinis?
Yeah.
You mean it sounds like they gave it before the wedding? Yeah. That's what it sounds like from Lashon Mechaber. Well, you know, whatever the social practice was, it's not a halacha. It's a chashrin shmir halacha that it's a practice.
I mean, what we give, assuming we give al simcha, not to be
That's the Torah Tumima writes that the reason we give chasna gifts is not to be nehenu misus chasna and not be misameichim. But according to that, you should have to give the gift at the wedding, not the day after. The misameichim the next day, it doesn't help. What? They'll take it, but it seems that there's such. If it's true, Tartuma says that. I forgot where, but he says that. That the reason that we give matanis is because kol kolahen himself chasam ein v'sam chay is over the chamisha kol the kol the chamisha kol is a mizmar the mizmar elect is it kol sasam oh it's kol sasam it's sasam chay oh I thought it was Savlonis. Sivloinis. I had suggested if the whole point is at the wedding to be Misameachim, so if you give him an empty envelope, is it the same thing? Why? For that night he has the same simcha. He's got an envelope. What? But he opens it. No, you don't write your name on the envelope.
You give him ten empty envelopes.
I remember I once went to a wedding in Chicago. Remember Menachem Wiedemann? The Wiedemann's here. Menachem here in Chicago. So he gave me a ticket to come to the wedding. So they asked me once I'm there if I could speak. I said between the chuppah and the suda, if they want, I could I can jump out in this and give a drasha. So I remember I came. The flight was delayed. I ran in. I had daven mincha. They're davening mincha while the chuppah is going on. The milchas are sashatz. They call me. They called you up for a bracha. Huh. I ran in. Said a bracha, then the guy who's driving me says, okay, I'm ready to go, come. So I did the bracha, I ran out, and I went to give the drasha. Now, it didn't quite work out, there was, took time to get there, time to give the drasha. So I remember I came back, all the tables were already cleared. They had like one table with a lot of drinks, and Chos and Kala were milling around. So I said, take a drink. I said, I'm afraid I'm going to be in the henna besud eschas of henna besamcha. I was there for a very few minutes. I don't know if that's true. It's henna besulsam, henna besamcha. There's one other issue that's an issue brought in the Paiskim from this simon. And that is about giving meiser money for a chasna gift if the chas and kala are eligible for tzedakah. So it's a derech kavod instead of giving tzedakah to try to give them a larger gift as chasana money. So it's interesting. There's a tesefta in Peya that the Rambam brings. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim at the end of Perek Vav. It says, "Ein oisim in Matnas Aniyim, ein oisim mi meiser." It's talking about meiser aniyim. Ein oisim mi meiser shushvinis l'chasim. It says you can't use tzedakah money. For a gift, it doesn't really say tzedakah. It says ma'isa aniyim, but it's probably likely the same thing. Then ein oisim mi ma'isa shushvinu l'chasan. So the question is, what the gedder of that is that you can't give tzedakah money as a gift. So the understanding is that it works like this. Chaim Knievsky has a pirish on Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The understanding is it's like this shushvinus. In the time of Chazal, it was a business thing. You gave, someone gave you back. So Mimela, you're sort of paying your debt with tzedakah money. You can't pay your debt with tzedakah money. It says in the Rabloi, who wrote Bris Yehuda on Ribbis, has a sefer tzedakah mishmar on tzedakah. He says even though bizman hazeh, the Mechaber says we're not tevei bedin, but money that you give because you feel obligated, even bizman hazeh, you're not allowed to give from Isa money. Even though you're allowed to add, if a person wants to add more than he feels obligated, so then that's something else. But if a person feels obligated to do it anyway, so he can't give from tzedakah money, because that's Shushvinis. Now, even though we're not Tevei Abedin today, but there is this feeling of obligation to give back. Someone gives you give him back.
Does that include Rebbe Shul membership?
It has nothing to do with this discussion. It's a separate tzedakah shayla. But let's just talk about shushvinis. When someone gives you and you want to give back, that issue is there. Now it's negeya also by mishlach manis, where a person, if someone gives you, you feel obligated to give back. So even though it might be you might want to give out being mahana somebody, and you may not be eligible for tzedakah, but the degree that you want to give back, that you're giving back what you feel obligated to give, whatever lefini musay b'nei adam is an obligation, that part can't come from tzedakah. The part that you add could come. It also can't come from peiros shviyas. The shmitah peiros, you're allowed to give as a gift, but you're not allowed to pay a chayv with peiros shviyas. There's a tshuva in the Lahiris Nasan, Rav Kishtetner, in Chelek Yura of his tshuva, I think it's Sam Samas Ayin, he brings this discussion here by Shushvinis, that giving back is like paying up your chayv, and he makes this point that just like you can give Maisani money, you can't give Perishvias either. You can give someone a gift Perishvias, but you can't. But you can't pay back something you feel obligated to give. Oh, so it's very, very nice. The Rechai Knievsky brings, there's a pirush on the Tosefta in Zeroyim called, I think, Divrei David. I think he said Divrei David is mashma that if you give first, you're okay. You just can't give second. So Reb Chaim says, I don't understand it. If by your giving, the other person is obligated to give back to you, what's the difference? What's if you give second or you give first? So that he writes in the Derech Hamuna.
The first one's like an alvo, it's like a loan.
So it's worse. The first one's like alvo, it's like a loan. So it's either way, it should go either way, whether you're paying back or paying
the issue. If you avoid having a problem with rivers,
Yeah, by Shushvinis is a discussion of Ribbis. Granted, it says that there's no way to Ribbis by Shushvinis. But, it's discussed in the Hilchus. Okay, Al Kaparim, this is Dinei HaShushvinis. And we move on to Sima Samachal.
It's also mentioned they used to give on Shabbos, that's what the Moreno Mitzmatmiya, to a Drusha Gishan, something for the Drusha. Is that the same thing as this? Or?
What they talk about on Shabbos, when I grew up in the Lubavitch Shul on 12th Avenue, Rav Ushbal, they still did it. He made a speech and he called up the Bar Mitzvah boy and he gave him a box of Svarim. That's the way it was done in all the synagogues in America. The Rav gave it to the... what?
My understanding is
the chassid gave the rav. I'm all for that. So I think it's a very good system.
They give him presents for giving the drush.
No. They gave to the chassid. They gave to the bar mitzvah bacher. Although if you know the other way, it's also good. So there's a big tumult about kinyanim on Shabbos. The tumult is about doing a kinyan on Shabbos. I think Rav Ushbal gave the same box to every Bar Mitzvah boy and took it back afterwards. And they gave him a gift separately on the side. But I mentioned this goes back to 1982 or 83. There was somebody here in Flatbush, a girl that got engaged to one of Rav Shach's grandchildren. And she went to Eretz Yisrael, she met Rav Shach the first time on Shabbos afternoon. So Rav Shach said, my minig is I give the kala watches. So he pulled out a collar watch to give to the collar. So she was shy to take it from him. She was hesitating. So Shah saw she's hesitating. Said, "Oh, you don't want to do a kinyan on Shabbos." he told her, "Don't worry, I called it a bachi yesterday, Erev Shabbos. He picked it up. He was kited for you, Erev Shabbos. So you can take it." So I imagine it was a very expensive watch, you understand. But he did the kinyan from before Shabbos. Okay. Okay, chuppah. Okay, simisamach aleph is chuppah. Before we even begin chuppah, you have to understand the aleph days. In kafi halacha, there are two steps in marriage. There's something we call kiddushin, which is also called erusin, and something we usually call nesuin, which is also called chuppah. There are two steps to marriage. In the time of the Gemara, as you all know, they did kiddushin. Why does kiddushin keser shtar and bia? And we're machver also, like Rav Huna and Afkin Laman Aleph, that there's a fourth that chuppah could be used for kiddushin. So there are three or four ways to do kiddushin. And then the minig was after kiddushin, the kala stayed by her father's house. She's an ashes ish, but the husband is not yarsha. He's not chayiv mizayin seha. It doesn't get my all financial affairs still go back to her father. Even Yerusha, even if she dies, the husband doesn't yarshina until after chuppah. Chuppah, as you know, was generally within the year, within the beis chaydish, yom mitzvah, because isha this is yerevi, and that's the way it was done for many generations. At some point it changed. We know the Mardechai brings that it changed, so we know it goes back at least to somewhere in the middle of the Zman HaRishayim, that our current practice that we do the Kiddushin under the Chuppah began. So it started at some point, some probably 700-800 years ago, that we didn't make a time between Kiddushin and Nisuin. The Mardechai does not say why it was done that way, but he does mention that the whole sugya of the Isha, who was choshed that she was Mizana between Kiddushin and Nisuin, the whole thing falls away if you do Kiddushin and Nisuin together. And that's the way it's done. As far as I know, whole Klal Yisrael does it this way. Now, if someone gave Kiddushin without a chuppah, it would be a Kiddushin. But we all do Kiddushin tachas a chuppah. We do it all in one shot. Now, what's fascinating is that it's a Mishnah. What is Kiddushin? The Mishnah says, Keser Shtar and Bia. What is Chuppah? There's no Mishnah. There's no Gemara. That says clearly what constitutes Chuppah. I'm going to learn that there are actually five different Shittas in the Rishayim as to what constitutes Chuppah. The Mechaber goes with the Rambam Shita. The Sfaradim always go with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that chuppah is a yichud haroi labia, which we'll define shortly. Yichud haroi labia means a private yichud. A yichud, there's no one else there, and it's roi labia. She can't be a nida. She it has to be something that there's no bia, but it's roi labia. So by the Sfaradim, they hold that the yichud room is the main chuppah. As we're going to learn, we hold that the canopy, we hold there are other parts of chuppah. But by Sfaradim, the yichud room is the main chuppah. Rabbi Avadia instituted a hanhaga. I don't know if it existed before by the Syrians or not, but he instituted a hanhaga that they do today, is that they do the yichud room at the end of the Suda. In other words, they do have a space in the Kedushin and the Suin. They do Kedushin under the Chuppah, but they don't go straight to the Yichud room afterwards. Afterwards, they wait for the Yichud room until after the Suda. Someone told me, I believe it's correct, I didn't see it inside though, that the reason for doing it is because the Kalas really don't want to cover their hair right after during the dancing, during the Suda. Their whole lives their hair is uncovered, and especially Rav Adya, who holds that a sheitel has to be covered also. Rav Adya holds that doesn't hold up the heter of a sheitel, you have to cover. So for a kalush, you should be able to have to cover her hair. So if the yichud, she's fully married, she should have to cover her hair. So therefore, the yichud was pushed off till after the suda. That way, she's not obligated. Yeah, they don't have the minig of a week separate a week before. That's right. That's a Ashkenazic minig. They don't have a minig of open to the sky either. We see in the Ramah. These are all minhagim of the Ramah. Now, getting back to the definition of chuppah.
Where does tnaim fit into this
whole thing? So tnaim doesn't make a person married or not married. Tnaim was an agreement between the fathers, the families of the two sides, to give a certain amount of support for Chas and Kala, at least in the first years that they got married. Now, traditionally, this was done, negotiated. It wasn't a pre-printed tanoim. It was negotiated. Some chassidim still today have a negotiated tanoim. And by chassidim, they do tanoim at the vart. Why is it called a vart? A vart means mikita vart. You give your word. So by us, you give your word that you'll get married. By them, it involves financial obligations one to the other. Now, in the Litvisha world, we don't do a formal shtar tanoim. Part of the reason has to do with the guy. The Gross said that once you do tanoim, the Gross supposedly said that once you do tanoim, and it's better to get married and do a get than to break a tanoim. In other words, and why that is, he said that by tanoim you break a plate, which can't be fixed, and by the chuppah you break a glass, which could be, because you're not supposed to, once you do tanoim, you're not supposed to, you better get married and get divorced, and so nobody's going to get married and get divorced. So we, by the Litvisha world, it became that we don't do a tanoim. We do the tanoim 5 minutes before you go to the chuppah. You hope from now till then they'll stay b'shalom and they'll do a tanoim. Now, the traditional shtar tanoim makes no sense because if you go into a sfarim store in Williamsburg, you get a nusach tanoim, which is the Chassidish version, the old version of tanoim, which doesn't make sense. When you're doing it right before the wedding, it makes no sense at all, and the conditions there are not true. So Reb Yaakov didn't do tanoim. There was no breaking a plate. Reb Yaakov was Masad the Kedushin. He didn't do tanoim. Ramaisa, there's a desire to break a plate and have it. So Reb Yaakov said, if you want to do tanoim, let someone else do the tanoim. Because to do a shtar that's not even true, why would you do it? Ramesha wrote a new nusach of tanoim that the yeshiva world uses today. I remember someone's wedding, Ramesha sitting up front in the old Purian, not a Purian, 40th Avenue, what was it called?
The Lower Temple.
Remember Hoodie Summers? I think it was his wedding. He went to Staten Island. And his way, I remember Ramesha taking a pen with a flare, making an X on the tanoim, turning it over, and writing his nusach of tanoim. So it's a collector's piece, you know. Now I have to tell you what Ramesha's tanoim says. Ramesha's tanoim says that the chasim and kala agree to get married. It says the father mitzad benaya chasim, and the father mitzad bitay hakala. And they agree to get married. B'shatayv u'mitzlachas ve'englem tainis etvi yezu alzu v'nisha ratlis kayem ashachasna nal yisakala nal b'shatayv u'mitzlachas b'shah whatever. And nasepai, that's the whole nusach. And it's not a dafka nusach. I was once at a wedding in Canada, and they didn't have. I have in my glove compartment extra copies of Ksubas and Tanoim, which come in handy every once in a while. I was in Canada. I remember a boy, my sheikh got married there, and it was in a. I didn't have my car there. I flew there, and they only had the other Tanoim. So I wrote Ramesh's Nusach Tanoim from memory, because even if I got a word or two off, Ramesh's Nusach is basically doesn't say anything. It just says that we have no tainus and tefias, and we're going to get married, b'shatayv u'mitzlachas, and be naik the way we have to be naik. And that's Rabbi Shizosuch. Yeah. What? Rav Moshe, no, Rav Moshe didn't have any apodis. Rav Moshe just said, it's an hour before the chuppah. So what tanoim are you going to make? You're going to write up a whole nusach of tanoim? It doesn't make sense. So at least this nusach makes sense. What? So why is it done? It's done for two reasons. It's done because the parents want it. They want to have a tanoim. It's also done because there are those call themselves mekubalim who told people, oh, you don't have children because you don't have tanoim. That's what Rabbi Yaakov used to say. That do it because he apparently, as somebody who he married without tanoim, went to some mekubal and said, oh, you have trouble having children because you didn't have tanoim at the wedding. Which is, of course, ridiculous. But, you know, when you're superstitious, it's as Jews tend to be. See, if Rabbi Yaakov said, do tanoim, just leave me out of it. You know, he said, let somebody else do that.
Going back to Rav Avadia, according to Rav Avadia, Nida can't get married?
So we're going to discuss that here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Machabe says that.
I've learned that the reason why we do Kiddushin at that chuppah was the economics of parents changed due to the Crusades. And therefore, if a parent had money at one point, suddenly, because of the Crusades, they just lost.
Are you saying a reason why it changed?
Why it changed.
Okay. Who says that reason? Okay.
The economics of the Jewish people changed during the Crusades.
Okay. Okay, it says in the Tanoim, Yishutu ben Hasem Shabbat Bishaba. So there was a din Torah in front of Rav Shlomo Kluger, where they got divorced, and he said, what do you mean? I have a shtai Yishutu ben Hasem Shabbat Bishaba, and therefore the Chakala gets half the money, and the Chazal gets half the money. And Rav Shlomo Kluger said, it's just a poetic license, it's just a nice language, it doesn't really mean that. It's a famous tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger. And I think it made a certain amount of tovah, but... So the question is if that's really what they mean. Okay. And Grad says, v'yishlatu, it doesn't say they own. Anyway, it was a tovah at one time.
What was the question?
The question was, if you write Vishnutum the same Shava Bishava, then the Kala has a tefiyah, and you have the money in the house. I think just the opposite. You write Vishnutum the same Shava Bishava, at least the husband gets a right to have the money in the house. Okay. Let's get back to Chuppah. So we're going to discuss Chuppah. As I told you, there are a number of Shitas Watz Chuppah, but today we're learning the Mechaber. The Mechaber Shita is that it's a yichud or roi labia. It has to be an appropriate yichud that's roi labia. Let's learn the Mechaber and see where this comes up. Shulchan Aruch, kima shichnes ish arusasai l'chuppah. If a man takes arusasai, the woman to whom he's already she's already mekudeshes to him, takes him into a chuppah, afa gav shalai nibala, even without a maisabia, harehi ki ishtai l'chol davar. Now they're fully married. V'gaiva ikiksuba v'teisefes in tesalmin oitiskaresh, and now she's entitled to iksuba if she becomes a rachman oslan, a widow, or divorced. V'med devar mamurim. Now we're talking to Rambam Shita. G'she ru'uya l'biya. If at the time of the wedding, at the time of the chuppah, she was roi for bia, avalim haisa nida, if she was a nida at the time of the wedding, va'achakach konsa l'chuppah v'nisyachet ima, even if they did yichud, which may not be mutter, but even if they did yichud, eino ki ishtoi, the sheet of the mechaber, is she's not considered his wife, ela l'chol advarim he adayin ke arusa machashay sanida. This is the Shitas of Rambam, that for everything, if it's a chuppas nida, she's still not fully married. The Mechaber brings the Yeshayim, the dafkalin yishloi tigba ha-teisefes he adayin ke arusa av l'chol shah devar bari yukim nesua. He brings a Shita that the yichud that's not roi labia is also adequate. And that's the sheet of the Ashkenazic Gedolim that we're going to discuss. and the Ram, he was a Sfaradi, the Ram also argues with the Rambam. But for now, we're going to discuss the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is you need a Yichud or a Labia, and therefore, by Sfaradim, they try to be Makbid, it shouldn't be Chuppas Nida. The Chassidim also, they're very Makbid on the Rambam Shita, probably certain groups of Chassidim, and all of them. But that's why, I mean, the Chassidim don't send out invitations till 2 weeks before the wedding, or 3 weeks before the wedding. I know in Square, that's how they do it, because they won't want it to be Chuppas Nida, so they wait to see. When she gets her period, they know that in 2 or 3 weeks they'll be able to do the
wedding.
Gerushin you need even after Kedushin. So the Maisa that part of it. She's Eishas Ish. So this is the Shita Sarambam that's considered. Now, let's see Pisrei Tshuva Aleph. It's strange. There are two Pisrei Tshuva Alephs on Simon Samach Aleph. The first one, the one right at the beginning of the Pisrei Tshuva, he brings what's widely discussed Mishloah Melech. Okay, it says, I am a Mishloah Melech, Perikir Milchasishas Din Beis, Shenestapik Baha de Chuppah Kaina, this which to be married you have Kedushin at Chuppah, Ibaish you a Kedushin Kaidim Lechuppah. Is it necessarily so that Kedushin first, Chuppah second, which is the way it is in the Gemara? Abel chuppa kadma loy mahani lashiva k'nesua. But you do a chuppa first, it's nothing. Oy dilma, kol shehu shame chuppa v'kiddushin. Maybe it's kol shehu sham, I don't know. Either it's called chuppa v'kiddushin. Hasham chuppa v'kiddushin mahani. Does it help if a chuppa is first? Now he doesn't mean if you do a chuppa without kiddushin, you're married. He means if you do a chuppa first, kiddushin second, that you're also fully married. Hachiach medivrei harambam b'chidusha perakam b'chidushin daf yod demahani. The chayuk atshuv is masas binyamin. Let me explain the sugyas haGemara there. The Gemara says the following words on daf yod. The Gemara is in Ibayaluhu about isha niknis b'kesa b'shtar b'biya. About kinyan biya, the Gemara has a what you would call a very like splitting hairs type of a gashayla. The Gemara says, I think Ibayaluhu, Tchilas Bia Kaina, Isaif Bia Kaina. What part of the Maisa Bia is Kedushin? Is it right away in the beginning, when the Hachnasa Sa'eimer? Or is it when it's a complete Bia? Gemara says, what's the Nafkamina? Gemara says, Nafkamina L'Kayin Gadol. What does that mean, Nafkamina L'Kayin Gadol? L'Kayin Gadol can only marry a besula, kind of kaddish a besula. If tchivas bia is kaina, so it's fine. He can marry. He can do kiddushe bia. If saif bia is kaina, by the time he gets to saif bia, the besulim are broken already. So then it doesn't work. That's the Gemara Zibaya. Tchivas bia kaina saif bia nafkamina l'kayin gavo. Okay, shalom Yisrael. That's the Gemara Shem. Frek the Ramban, the whole Gemara is shver. A kain gadol has to take a besula even for chuppah. It's not only she has to be besula bishas kedushin, she has to be besula bishas chuppah. So how can you be mekadesh anisha with bia? Even if bula satsma, he also can't marry. So if he's bail her, and how can he do chuppah? By bishas chuppah, she's a bula. That's a Ramban's kashin. So Ramban answers, guess what he answers? He did the chuppah first. Kagai, you do chuppah first. And then he's doing kedusha bia, so now it's fine. Zakta Mishloah Melech, aha, we have a Ramban. That the water is not ma'akiv, you can do chuppah first and kedushin second. This is the Mishloah Melech's raya, this is the Ramban, and Mishloah Melech passed it that way. So they bring a raya from Ayideh chuppah v'kedushin. That it says chuppah first, kedushin second. It's still shver, because why is it, we always do kedusha first. Why is it kedusha b'chuppah also works? But maybe we'll get back to it. What? Haraz tchilas bia.
Yeah, that's
still true. So she's a besula. But if you do a chuppah later, b'shas chuppah she's not a besula. Because if you do the bia first and the chuppah later, if you do kedusha bia. All right, so that's what it says. Now, it doesn't sound like the biggest nafkamina. Well, none of us are kind of gedaylim yet, at least. And the whole nafkamina is the kind of, but it's not true. There are a few stories that took place over the generations where this came up. Damascus Binyamin's case was a case where they had a chasda, they got married, and the next day it came out that the ring that was used was not the chasda's ring. He had taken someone else's ring in a way that he was not kainit, and so the next morning he's not married. So what does he do? So the next morning he's going to give her something else a kedushin. You know, he'll find where he put his ring, and he'll do it then. So what's the shayla? You have to do the chuppah was first. Yesterday was the chuppah, not the chuppah. The sheva brachas under the chuppah and the suda of the chuppah. And now it turns out the kedushin was not a kedushin. So do you have to do a whole new wedding again? What do you say? No, the chuppah was a good chuppah. And the chuppah were good, and the bracha and the chuppah was good, and the suda was good. You just missing kedusha. You do the kedusha tomorrow.
So it was beer that night. It was
so beer that night. It was. But you're missing eidah eidah. Even though I have beer that night, you need eidah l'kiyume. Without eidah, it's not. And they were mechavim l'shem kinyan. So this was the Masas Binyamin Shaila. Masas Binyamin had this question about what to do b'di'evet. The Masas Binyamin argues the Mishnah Melech. The Masas Binyamin says the order is ma'akiv, and if you do it out of order, it doesn't work, and they have to do it again. The Stifler brings from the Mordechai that Bo Maisel of Nei Rashi. This story happened a couple hundred years before the Masas Binyamin. Bechet shekidesh, somebody did kedushin, v'nimtza echad me'ede kedushin karev. The Haitian, Rashi answered, "Afal pisha tzarach lekadesh pam acheres, even though you have to do a new kedushin, ain tzarach loykenis haskopa, loybloch bracha acheres shel erisim in the suin, even the brachas erisim. Afal pisha tzarach lekadesh pam acheres, then shayis haskopa kaid bekedushin ma bekach." So Rashi is saying in this tshuva, who cares if it was first? Now listen to Rashi's raya, ma bekach. Harei Kitana Shisiyua Achevi Ima. Kitana, whose mother married her off, which is the Rabbanan, and a Kedushin Kedushin, Achi Yigdulu V'Yibalu. She's not married in that Torah until later, to the Bia. So they were also, the Knisa L'Chopo was earlier, and this was later. So he says, the Rashi also says, the order is not Mac. So this is significantly, it's a Ramban, Mishnah Melech, and now it's also a Rashi that hold not the way you normally think of it, but that the order is not that the order is not ma'akiv, and the backwards order is good. There's a third ma'isa brought in the Magen Avraham, Simur Eshvav, I think it's gotten hay. Somebody was called up, I don't know how this happened, he was called up to be Mesad the Kedushin, and instead he said Birkas Chasanim. He made the bracha Shakel Baruch Leidah. He went up. He made Bar Priyagafet, which is the same. And he said Shakel Baruch Leidah instead of the Siddur Kedusha bracha. I don't know how that happened, though. What? One card. Yeah. So he said. So you know you don't catch it so quick as bracha and Bar Priyagafet. It's both. And Shakel Baruch Leidah is Baruch Yelkin Ochaylo, which is the same. Shaka bar lefaydai, and then everyone started, at least those who were listening. So I said, what are you doing? It's a wrong bracha. Okay, so they corrected themselves. The Shaila Magen Avraham has, do you say Shaka bar lefaydai over again? They were under the chuppah. So you have to know. The Siddur Kedushin bracha is our Kedushin. And the Sheva bracha is our called Brachas Chasanin. The bracha is on the chuppah. So the question is, if you did Birchas Chasanim before they were Mekudeshes, whether that bracha, at least b'di'evet, whether it's good or not. So the Magen Avraham in Simur Shvav, piece of cotton hay, says you have to say the bracha over. I say it over. Rabbi Kiveger in his Hagois, it's in the Hagois on the Rambam, the Hagois of Kiveger on the Rambam, brings the Magen Avraham. He says, what? What happened to Mishmo Melech? out of order works. Now, how would you answer, like the Mishnah Melech? Yeah, I would think it's not kasha. Out of order works if you mean to do chuppah and that kedusha. Here, the chasakal didn't mean to do kinyan chuppah until afterwards. I love this. What's a nice okay, so
if you got
as well, for business, for all financial affairs, for the darim, right? It's only for there. The question is why it works that way. So I'll try to explain it. Yeah.
If you only make the first bracha, that bracha should have for the arm getting together.
But it's still the sack. All the brachas have nothing to do with marriage. Most of them. What? What do you mean?
Before the
Yetzirah, Mashiach Baruch.
What happens if you do the chuppah first? And for whatever reason, you change your mind, something happens. What is the status of the...
I want to explain the Mishnah Melech. It's a misunderstanding. It doesn't mean you do chuppah, you nesua, and then you do kedushim in the kedushas. Doing chuppah alone doesn't do anything.
It's nothing.
No. The chuppah is like hanging in the air, that when you do the kedushim, you become a nesua. You can't be a nesua without an arusa, that's for sure. Okay, let me. For this is the Mishnah Melech, and it's obviously a big tumble about doing it out of order. It's a pshara at the end of the Pesachei Tshuva in the wide lines. It makes a pshara that only if you do chuppah first, but you're still in the chuppah b'shas kedushin, then it works. Like the Ramban's case. The Ramban said, Tchilas Bia, after chuppah. He doesn't mean the chuppah yesterday. It means you're in the chuppah, which is the Yichud Rum. And the chuppah started first, but you're doing them together. See, the time is maybe the Ramban only meant such a case, but it's not true. The Mishnah Melech is talking in the case of Masas Binyamin, where it's the next day, and the Rashi is talking where they found out the Edom of Sulam, and it's the next day. So, Salamaisa, this is the Mishnah Melech. This is.
Also, you have Kiddushin Bia. How could it be Kiddushin Bia?
How could a kedusha bia? Why do you need a suit for kedusha bia?
I'm saying kedusha bia by definition is
in the suit. So you have to know. We're going to get to this later. Minat Taira after kedusha bia is already mutter. Period. The midrabanan, the rabbanan said kala b'lei bracha means b'lei brachas chasanim is asur labayla kanida. That's it's not a Gemara. Taisus brings it from Mesechta Kala. It's a Chazal, and it means that after the bia of kedushin, the subsequent bia, she's asura. The Chazal didn't want without chuppah. You know, in Yehuda they were making one of these type of things, but it's not a din Torah that is an issa. Now I want to come to what you. I just want to first speak out. On the Rambam Shita, there are a list of shverikashes, very, very problematic questions. The Rambam Shita is in Yichud Aroy Leviya. The strongest kasha, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Ran Iksubis, the Ran brings the Rambam. He has two kashes. And the Nesivis in his Beis Yaakov, he has the third. I'm going to start with Nesivis, it's Moshe Shmarka kasha. He has a kasha. The halacha is, you all know from the beginning of Yuma, that for a Kayan God, the Mesakdin lo Isha Acheres, Shamayavas Ish, Tomas Ishtai, if his wife dies in Yom Kippur, it says, V'chiper Ba'adaya Ba'ad Beisai, he has to be married, so he would get married, he would marry her. So what does that mean? What did they do with this second woman? Like she's waiting in the wings, if the Kayan God's wife dies, she'll step in and become married to him. So there are those who say he gave Kedushin Erev Yom Kippur of a Tanai. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam himself says that if the wife died on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol married her on Yom Kippur. That says in the Rambam, which is, I think, the Pashas of the Gemara. Frecht and the Sivis, how can you get married on Yom Kippur? You need a Yichud Aroy Labia. And Bia is also on Yom Kippur. So how is it possible that you need chibavadi about beisa? You need nisuin. How is it possible, like the Rambam himself, to do to do nisuin on Yom Kippur, you need a yichud or rai labia, and it's not rai labia because the bia is asar Yom Kippur. Neither is asar. It's not yichud or rai labia. Yom Kippur is asar. It's a din taira. It's a yichud or rai labia. So how does it work? It's a shver kash on the Rambam. That's one kash. The Ran asks two other kashes. There's a din yesh chupal psulais. That means, you know, Kedushin Taisa v'chayv elavim, right? You know, we paskin that if someone gives Kedushin, a kohen gives Kedushin to Grusha, it's chayv elavim. It's yesh chupal psulais means that just like Kedushin is chal v'chayv elavim, chup is chal v'chayv elavim. Same kasha, like the Rambam, how is chup chal v'chayv elavim? These are very difficult questions on the Rambam, like a tiyufta on the Rambam. They're not twisted questions, they're straight questions. A third question the Ran brings from a Gemara later in Ksuvis, I think in the Ran it says it's Adaf Memches. When a man marries off his daughter, it says Mishemosrei Ha'av Lishluchei Habal, she's married. There's no yichud rei labia. Shliach can't do yichud rei labia with a woman. So it doesn't work. These are very difficult questions on the shita of the Rambam. It says yichud rei labia, and it's very very hard to the Rambam shita is still the Rambam shita. And Afal Pikein, it's a big challenge to answer it. In the Chedushi Reb Naftali, yeah.
Isn't the kasha, the last kasha for Shluchei Habal, a kasha on all the shittas, because there's no
yichud? So I don't know if there's a Gemara that Shluchei Habal for Chuppah. The Gemara is all talking about Kedushin.
But there's no yichud. What? There's no yichud.
If
you don't yichud, it's bayah. If you don't yichud, it's Chuppah.
Right.
Even if it's not where it'll be, but there's no yichud.
There is no yichud. So what's the problem? The Gemara only talks about shlichim by kedushin. The Gemara never says you make a shlich for chuppah.
Right.
It's the only Gemara. There's no Gemara. The Gemara keeps on talking about making a shliach. It's always kedushin, right? It's no.
When the father gives her over to the shluchei habal.
Right.
So that's considered to be the suin.
Is considered the suin. Oh, you mean you're saying that there also be yichud besides that the yichud is not rei labia, there also be yichud. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying there's no yichud because the body is not
there. Okay. Okay. No, if you make a shliach, if it's standing under a canopy or spreading out a badekin or putting a talis, you make a shliach to do it.
But you can make a shliach. You can't
make
it
tonight.
Right.
I don't know. Whether this third question is a question, the Ran, yes it. But Lamaisa, the Chedushei Garnat is Rav Naftali in Rav Toychov, the first piece of Ksuvis, which the Avnei Nezer writes independently. They both write. In the Shia Chiddush of Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam is masking. Now it's going to sound like puzzling, but I'll explain it. They both write that chuppah. They write there are two levels of chuppah. There's a man being kind to his wife, what he calls dvarim shebeinoy lebeinah, for dinim that have to do with intimacy, and that needs yichud rei labia, full chuppah. And then this chuppah that she's machnis lebeisai, he's machnis lebeisai, you can do with a yichud that's not roi labia. Which means that the Rambam is maskim that it's something. That the chuppah is something, although, even if it's not roi labia, it's not everything, but it's something. And if something helps, for example, let's say it's a chuppah nida. So how come we're mekel, Ashkenazim, we're mekel, we do chuppah nida? And we're not worried, bracha levatola, like the Rambam Shita, if it's not a chuppah, you do seven bracha levatola. We're not worried, because even like the Rambam was saying, there is some element of chuppah. There's some level of chuppah. So yichud rei labia is a complete chuppah, and yichud sheder rei labia is a lower level. Now, it sounds like a little bit like divrei nevius. So I'd like to step back and explain the Kavanas HaTorah, the way we understand, why does marriage have two steps? Why is it conditioned to suin? Why make everything complicated? If you buy a house, there's one step. You do a kinyan, you do kesef or shtar or chazakah, you kind of a house, you kind of a cow, you do one thing, you do mishicha. It's not two steps of being kind of a cow. So why in Kinyana Ishus there are two steps? Why should it be so complicated? Okay. All kidding aside, the Stipel explains it, and he forms the Lashon. He says there are two things. He says Kinyan Nesu'in Sarach Bir. So I Kana Kavar Machayza Oyv Kainabah. What's yeah after Kedushin? This is Simi Yutes, in the same place we discussed the Mishnah Melech, in Kedushin. Same place we discussed in the Mishnah. So he says, well, what's the Suin? He's he kind of heard it. He says the following. Hadira. Kedushin hen kinyin mitzad adin. Shemekayach adin kvar hi ishtai. Kedushin is a maisa kinyin. Just like, I don't mean to compare, but like you kind of Danish. So it's a kinyan. You take it, it's a maisa, you kain it, you take it into your rishos. If you kain a house, you take it into your rishos. That's a kinyan. That's the suin. It's a kinyan. It's the form of a kinyan. You give kasev, you give shtar, even beer, it's a kinyan. Aval b'mitzius, akati ena rishusai. But husband and wife also need a mitzius of ishvi ishtayacha. Linei bak ishvi ishtay. Hanesuim heim asius ha-mitzius. Shemiyatov he kvar b'mitzias ishtai, v'az chalala teres beisai zu ishtai. What he's teres she'erai zu ishtai. What he's saying is, kedushin is a maisa kinyan. Chupa is not a maisa kinyan. There's no maisa chupa. It's not stepping into the yichud room makes them a chupa, or stepping under the canopy makes them. It's not. It's being. Being as husband and wife together, what he calls the mitzias of ishvi ishtai, that's what we call nesuin. Nesuin is when they formally are ishvi ishtai. The round shita is that chuppah is not a canopy, not a badekin, not a talus, not a harbiya. He says, what is nesuin? When they go and they live in a house as husband and wife. That's in the round shita. When they go and they take an apartment, and they live as husband and wife, that's the suin. It's a mitzias of ishvi ishtai. That's the bior, it's here in the stipler, but I think it's I don't think it's his chiddush. He's explaining it. So it's not that it's neat, you know, you can do it in one step, but there are two parts that happen when a man gets married. One is the kinyan. In other words, there's a formal taking of a wife, and that's the kinyan that we call kedushin. And besides the formal taking of a wife, it's an ongoing relationship. It's a mitzias of husband and wife living together as husband and wife. And that's what we call chuppah. So for making her an eishes ish, you do a kinyan, she's an eishes ish. For being husband and wife, for dvarim shebeinei lebeinah, it's when they live together as husband and wife in one place together. What? It could be if you want.
Why isn't it?
Because if they do Kedusha Bia, and the plan is that everyone moves back, she moves back to her father, he moves back to his father.
Why should she doesn't? That she shouldn't.
In the time of Chazal, the practice was to do Kedusha and Nisun separately. Today we do it together. It's not a. What?
But you don't need a secondary thing. It's living man and wife.
Well, it could be done together. But it has to be done together. The nafkamina, yeah.
Is there anyone who holds that there's a need, or is there any concept of Eidei Nisuin?
So that's a nafkamina. Nafkamina is Eidei. Now, you have to understand the term. There's something called Eidus L'Kiyume and Eidus L'Vrure. Eidus L'Vrure means Eidus to prove something. If you buy a house, you want witnesses. You give someone cash, you lend the money, you want witnesses. That's normal eidus. Eidus livrure, to be mevarer. Eidus for proof. If you trust somebody, so you don't have eidus livrure, because I'll recommend when you lend money to have eidim. Because I'll say you're not supposed to lend money without witnesses, unless you're ready to be mevarer. You lend someone a dollar for a Danish, you could do it. But that's eidus livrure, eidus to proof. if you lend somebody money without witnesses, he still owes you the money. If you sell someone something without, it's still chal. It's just, hey, this is just a proof. There's something called edus l'kiyume. If someone does kiddushin without edim, he means kiddushin. Someone does a get without edim. Kiddushin or a get without edim, they're not chal. If someone does chalitza without edim, it's not chal. Because the requirement of edus l'kiyume, we'll maybe get next to next week, how we know there's such a thing. But it means that without edim, it's bechlal not chal. It is nothing. I once had in yeshiva, a chassan came over to me, and he told me his kala, like all tzabrachin last night, confessed something to him. What happened? Said her, I think it was her oldest sister's vart was in the house, and she was in her room. She was reading a book in the room during the vart, and a cousin walked in with a plate with some food. I said, yeah, you want some? He said, yeah. So he said to her, hurry up, Kadesh, sleep a kugel zoom. And then he gave it to her, and she left. And now she's engaged. She's saying, oy vey, I'm an anxious ish, you know, like. So I told him to ask her if there was anybody in the room. There was nobody in the room, just the two of them. So the halacha is, even if he meant kedushin, and she meant kedushin, it's not chal. Edus without, kedushin with no edim, edus the kiyume means, it's the kiyum, the existence is totally in having edim. That's by kedushin. By kinya kedushin. By Nisuin, the Arsameach brings, he actually brings two shitas if Nisuin needs Edis for Kiyume. We pass it doesn't need Edis for Kiyume. When you have Chuppas Nida, and later she goes to the mikveh, according to the Rambam, that's when they're doing Yichra Roi Labia. We don't call witnesses, a week later when she goes to the mikveh. Even though we're noyik to have edus for the chuppah, for the yichud room, we are noyik to have edim, but it's not a davar ha'makif because it's something else. The idea of nesulim is that they are a couple yachad. She already became an eishes ish already by the kedushin. Gabi no belt, she's eishes ish anyway. What? So they're not. By the yichud room, we make it not be a yichud. We don't embarrass them, so we do it in a smart way. Either putting a child in the closet or other aids. There are other aids that are used. Okay. Right, so anyway, today we dealt with the Rambam Shita, that you need yichud or lebia. Next week in Yitzhak Shem, we'll get to the Ramah. We'll deal with the other Shitas.